take control of the airwaves here. 855-453 is the number. That's toll free. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we give to you there. They're all free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give it away at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So the stuff you see on the front page there are created by listeners just like you. And maybe that means that somebody went and found something online. They decided you might like it, so they went and submitted it as show prep to freetalklive.com. And then others who are also listeners of the show would vote on that. And they can vote up or down, and the most voted on make it to the front page and the top of the site. Don't forget to check out the upcoming stories page. That's the first place to go when you're ready to vote, to cast votes on the daily basis that or however often you might visit the website. So you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. So tonight, as usual, a bunch of stuff in the news. But one of the things that's in the news that's most important is our friend Adamo. And we talked quite a bit about this on Saturday night. So I don't want to rehash it too much. In fact, we're going to have Pete Ayer on the show tomorrow night. I did talk to him today. Pete Ayer from copblock.org will be with us. And Pete will be explaining to us the latest on what's going on with Adamo and also what's happening with copblock.org, because Adamo is facing 21 years in prison.
It's hit the media big, too.
On wiretapping charges, you're going to see it. If you look today, you'll see it on the front page of Huffington Post. You'll see it on the front page of dig.com. You'll see it on the it actually hit FARC a couple days ago. So FARC gets a couple days back on their front page. Also, CNN iReport is kind of the method by which this went big. iReport is their site, sort of like Free Talk Live, how Free Talk Live's site allows you to create content and then vote it up and down. iReport is sort of similar in that you can create content and you know, the most viewed content is tracked. And so with CNN iReport, as of the end of the show on Saturday night on about Adamo, we had hit number two. His article, the one about him, had hit number two most viewed of all time on iReport.
That's a pretty big claim.
Yeah, and I guess the iReport thing has been around for a couple of years now. I don't know the exact date at which it started. It's kind of CNN's version of let's make a social bookmarking website for our listeners or viewers. And
it's not like we didn't do it.
Right. And now Adamo's story is number one. Now it is the number one most viewed story of all time on CNN iReport. So you got that. You've got another story that's going to break pretty big. I don't know if I can announce which news source it is, but another major online news publication, news and opinion publication, will be doing a piece on Adamo. And this one is going to be an original piece, whereas the one that you're seeing pop up on all these sites,
it's really a press release.
You're right. It's essentially somebody took and published a press release that was about Adamo. They just copied and pasted it to CNN iReport. That went big. And so then that's also what these other organizations have done. They basically copied and pasted this.
It's pathetic, but that's what they've done.
You know, whatever. Take the publicity.
I agree. I'm for the publicity. It's just, you know, I mean, I bemoan the state of media in America. I think that it's really amusing that a journalist, I mean, he's on a real live radio program. What do you want? That a journalist, gets thrown in the pokey for recording public officials, and journalists don't even take the time to write a news story about it.
It's outrageous. At least there was an actual journalist there today at the trial. Excuse me, not the trial, but the jury selection that went on this morning. They actually did. The Union Leader, which is the largest newspaper in New Hampshire, also made the front page of that.
It wasn't a big article, but it was there, right?
I heard it was the front page. Okay. I don't know.
What I read from the Union Leader wasn't very big. I didn't see the actual paper, so I couldn't have told you what page what I read appeared on.
It looked like a fairly large article to me when I read it. I was reading on my mobile device, so maybe it looks larger there. I don't know. But I heard it was front page, Mark. I had not verified it by looking at the physical front page myself.
But you can get a union leader in Keene.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Okay. They yeah. deliver them here, but only tried and true Republicans get them.
Right.
The Union Leader is the largest paper in New Hampshire. People do read it across the state of New Hampshire.
Republicans do read it across the state.
And so the Union Leader article wasn't bad, actually. It wasn't
just
hit piece
flat.
Or anything. Yeah, but they actually tried to interview the prosecutor. He refused to return a phone call.
Okay, so. This is not the article I read.
Huh.
Mine was just flat. Nothing.
Wow, okay. I don't know what you saw, Mark. Maybe you saw like a teaser piece for it or something,
yeah, something
like that.
Something. It was just like one of those, you know, this is happening things. It was, you know, this long, 3 inches long.
No. What you can do right now is if you want to see all of this coverage, I've made kind of a little somewhat comprehensive piece of some of the major sites that have picked this up over at freekeen.com. So if you'd like to see the Union Leader piece, if you'd like to see the Huffington Post, where Huffington Post is racking up comments. There's a lot of comments.
Like 500 of them.
And people are very, very positive toward Adamo. They're very positive toward the right. Very positive toward the right to record these government bureaucrats. So if you'd like to see any of this, you can go to freekeen.com. It is right there with the free Adamo graphic there toward the top. So they did send a reporter out to the hearing today, the jury outreach. That she was there for some of that as well. And
this is not the same article. Thanks.
Okay, good. Yeah, so there you go. Now you believe that it was a front page piece, and it is on their front page on their website as well. So sometimes the Union Leader pulls this nonsense of trying to, you know, this dirty trick of trying to get people to buy their pulp paper version of the newspaper by having a little teaser online and saying in print only, which, you know, it seems kind of smart. Like, print's so special, you have to buy
the
print.
People run out and buy the print edition?
You gotta wonder about that.
It seems unlikely.
How much sales does that little blurb drive whenever they put some sort of feature story only in the print edition of the Union Leader?
I don't know why anyone would be dying to go out. I mean, you really... It just doesn't seem like you're going to get out of your chair and do it. I suppose you could have seen enough of them pile up over time. You're like... I just got to get a subscription to the Union Leader so I can see these stories that are so important to me.
It's almost like if we were to put some sort of a, I don't know, some kind of advertisement out or during our podcast or something like that saying, you can listen to this story, but only during the live edition of Free Talk Live, as though we want to just cut people out of seeing or hearing a particular piece of news. Because inevitably, you're not going to have as many people see it if it's not available online. Right.
Agreed.
You can only hear this part of Free Talk Live on your local radio station. Live. You know? Let's cut out as many people from hearing things as possible.
Well, the newspaper, what bothers me about physical newspapers is their size. Like, they're pretty much made for sitting back and relaxing and reading. Like, they're not good for reading quickly, like, in between things, because you have to open them up. And, like, sit back if you're a small person to be able to hold the whole thing.
I enjoy it when sitting on the toilet.
Oh. Okay. Well, you have those little, those aren't, like, full newspapers.
True. I do have a tabloid-sized onion. I do not have a full-size broadsheet. You're right about that. So maybe the tabloid's a little bit easier.
Right. Like, when I picture people reading the paper, I'm thinking of, like, Dad drinking his orange juice, like, before breakfast with his coffee and, like, kicking back, you know. And I can't imagine taking the time to unfold a newspaper and, like, sit back. Because I just read things all day, like, on my phone or on the internet.
Yeah, this is a generation gap. By the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's huge. And I just think that when you're talking about people under the age of 45, they just don't get newspapers.
People, for whatever reason, you know, they're loaded up with more stuff these days and they are busy. And like you, Julia, you know, you've got a lot going on and you're digitally connected. You'd rather get something on your digital device.
The lazy Gen Yers aren't reading newspapers either. I mean, that's just hokum.
What?
The lazy Gen Yers. I mean, okay.
What are those?
Gen Y?
Oh, Gen Yers. I'm like, what? You said Gen Yers. I'm like, Gen Yers?
You're buttering Julie up saying, oh, you're just practically a corporate executive and stuff. No. I mean, the fact is, nobody in Gen... The percentage of people in Gen Y, lazy, important, or whatever...
There's more coming up. 855-453, your thoughts, Adamo, newspapers... You get on the air.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, Sickle, CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for our news updates via email. And then if you are perhaps more into the Twitter or Facebook scene, you'll want to sign up for following us there. Because we do more with those now. Used to be just kind of sent the same thing to all three of those. Now we're sending way more to Twitter and Facebook during the show specifically. So we're constantly putting out, or at least for us, it's constant.
We got us a PR expert.
Yeah, we got somebody who's really helping us out understanding how to do these things. And so we've been doing more Twittering and Facebooking. And
I didn't really get the Twitter thing. I'm not entirely sure that I still do get the Twitter thing, but...
But we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it, and people are reacting and interacting, and, you know, it's been... you know, especially the Facebook comments on the tweets that we're sending out. I don't know. Like the tweets and the Facebook stuff together is a hoot. And
yes.
So we've been hooting and people have been commenting, especially on Facebook.
And the comments are that people are liking it. So thank you for that. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. Takes you right to our Twitter page. Also,
yeah,
Facebook.
It kind of feels like updates kind of feel like spam to me, I guess. But
that's why I was originally like, I don't want to bother people.
But I never feel
that
way.
They like it.
Yeah, I never felt that way. I never feel that way when I see people on my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for not my timeline, but on my Facebook feed, the news feed, I guess is what it's called. I never feel that way about their things. I just think, hey, you know, I'm finding out a little more about these people.
Well, yeah, and so you're opting in anyway.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can opt out. And just sign up for the news updates via email, and then you'll get things less often, a lot less often. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and that'll link you also over to facebook.freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up there as well. We're talking about our friend Ademo, who is currently in jail. He's awaiting a trial coming up on Monday. It's expected to be a two-day trial, and so get to spend 6 hours in the car. Yay. But I'll be going, and I was there today for the jury selection. You know, the judge in this case is an interesting character. We've had... some really bad experiences. The activists up here have had some really bad experiences with judges here in Cheshire County. But this guy probably is the most reasonable judge that I've come across thus far in New
Hampshire.
You
guys haven't broken him yet?
No. I mean, he's pretty cool. Like, he doesn't shout at anybody for anything that I've noticed in the audience. He's relatively, you know, laid back in the way he kind of handles himself and delivers himself. I mean, he's still... he's not dropping Ademo's charges. He could very well look at the prosecutor and say, don't you ever bring this crap in front of me again. And
I don't know that he can.
Absolutely he can. He's the judge. The judge can look at anything that comes in front of him.
It fits what Ademo did fits the letter of the law. The law is unconstitutional.
As a judge, he has the right anytime he wants to get this out of my way. I've got real criminals to go after.
I suppose he could. I don't know.
He absolutely could do that. And he plays it off as though, oh, I can't. The prosecutor wants to bring the charges. We got to go to trial. Which is nonsense. But all that aside, he could be a little tyrant in his courtroom, like some judges have in the past. And he's not.
Not doing that.
So I actually, as I was cleaning things up today, because I'm kind of the camera guy, I come in with my camera and I set up the tripod and... pretty consistent at doing this in the courthouses. If I haven't been banned from the courthouse, I will come in and record whatever's going on with the liberty activists up here. And so I complimented the judge as I was cleaning up, and the courtroom was kind of emptied out. And I said, I just want to thank you for being, you know, reasonable and calm or whatever. I don't remember exactly what I said, but something to that effect. Like, I just want to appreciate how reasonable you've been and thank him. I thanked him. He talked back and he said that he would guarantee that I would have a spot for the trial to record. So if WMUR, he said, if the big media shows up, which whether they will or not remains to be seen, but the union leader was there today. But if a camera person...
It's a pretty big deal.
Right, yeah. If a camera person from WMUR is to show up, they will have to... they will be there as well. They will be allowed to set up as well, but I will also be allowed to set up. So that way we don't have to do what they call pool coverage, where
yeah.
WMUR would say be allowed in and no one else, and then they would have to share their footage whenever they do. How often, you know, how long it would take them to get around to it, I don't know. Thankfully, I've never had to share footage with a major media organization. But can you imagine what sort of a hassle that could be, trying to get footage from these guys?
I can only imagine that they could really care less about you.
Yeah. So that was kind of nice. You know, he didn't have to do that, right? So it was kind of
a nice, great.
Nice little nod to the independent media, at least from this particular judge. So we'll keep you in the loop as to what's going on with that. Eric is with us listening in Columbus. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yeah, I guess you guys are going to start off with a demo, so I figure I'd call in right away.
Great.
So just what Mark said a second ago about the law itself, from my reading of it, it sounds like there's a part that covers reasonable an explanation of privacy. And in this case, calling a police station, does the cop really have an expectation of privacy on the lines going into the police station? And same with the schools, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can a public bureaucrat speaking to the public while being paid by the public on telephone lines that are being paid for by the public, can they expect privacy? This is like, the sense.
Wouldn't they expect that calls, one, especially in the police station, are being recorded anyways?
And secondly, wouldn't you expect your public bureaucrats to act like they're being recorded, you know, to have the level of deference that one would have if one was being recorded?
Right, exactly. I think the whole expectation of privacy thing's kind of moot, and it shouldn't be there in the first place. But in these two cases, I don't think either of these people would even have an expectation of privacy in the first place.
I think you make a great point, and ultimately, I suppose that's one of the points the jury is going to have to really heavily consider, and is one of the reasons why this is such an important case. I mean,
I don't know which direction Adamo is going with his particular strategy, but hey, that's something that might be useful.
I don't either, but that's one of the things that one of the reasons why this is a landmark case, because you've actually got
it is that
a jury now. There's going to be a piece coming out soon.
This wouldn't exist in most states. It's only the dozen or so states that are two-party states. That's the only reason this exists.
Exist,
and that crap needs to go away.
It sure does. The two-party thing is what you mean when you say that crap.
Yes.
It's terrible. So I think it makes a
special
point.
Kind of pronoun I use.
Eric, thank you for that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it for tonight.
Appreciate your call.
You know,
I
have a private line at work, and I would never expect that if somebody called me on it, you know, I would just always act like someone was recording because I'm at work. So, you know, I shouldn't really be talking about anything inappropriately on my work phone anyway, just like I shouldn't be sending inappropriate emails at work because that stuff can always come back to haunt you.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'd love to hear the scenario.
Well, you're accountable, by the way, too.
Yes.
Your bosses and the customers and everybody else that you do business with there. Whereas these bureaucrats have no accountability whatsoever. They live in their little towers, and they believe they are completely untouchable by anybody who cares enough to ask a question.
The point I was trying to make is that I want to be accountable. It doesn't bother me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ready to be accountable because I should be. And so I have nothing to hide, so what's the problem?
I want to know the scenario that came up in the minds of legislatures that passed these two-party laws in the dozen states that have them that said, oh, yeah, you absolutely have to know whether you're being recorded or not.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Give us your insights. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you. And there are a lot of them there, including listening options, live streams. We've got three different versions: broadband, midband, and narrowband. You can get tuned into whichever one best fits your internet connection speed. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the over 100 radio stations that we air on across the country on AM and FM. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we have two different channels that carry the show during the week and weekend. We also have our webcam and the free-to-air KU-band satellite, as well as listen lines that allow you to listen over a phone line. So if you've got a phone that can dial long distance, you're welcome to call into the listen lines as well. So plenty of different ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. 855-450-FREE is our number here tonight. We are updating you on the demo situation. According to, personal experience, I was there at the courthouse today. There were, I would say, several dozen activists, probably between 25 and 36, that came and went throughout the 2 hours that we were there at the Manchester Superior Court today, and I would say a good, close to 20 that were there bright and early at about...
So this is for just jury selection.
Right, this is just for jury selection, which is a relatively uneventful happening. It is mostly, cannot even mostly be recorded by the press, simply because there's some sort of rule against showing the faces or the names or hearing the names of the jurors. And so there's a portion during the jury selection during which they will say names, and they'll call these guys and they'll stand up and talk to the judge briefly if they need to. And so I could not record any of that. But I did record the interaction between a demo and the judge prior to the actual selection, which was, I think, interesting. So that footage is going to come out. That'll be available for folks to view. And it was also interesting, some of the questions the judge asked a demo if he should ask, or that the things that the judge was considering mentioning to the jury, that he kind of checked with a demo to see if a demo was, what did a demo think as to whether or not the judge should say X, Y, or Z to the jury. And it was just interesting watching that as somebody who's been through jury selection before with a completely different judge in a different courtroom. And I had none of this kind of discretion or, you know, or I guess, I'm not sure what the right words for that. Yeah, I had none of that that level of appreciation from a judge as a defendant. This guy was, he actually asked a demo, should I ask the jurors whether or not they are free staters or they know a free stater or some sort of question about, you know, mentioning that a demo is a free stater. And, you know, it's a possibility to exclude people, right? Because when you're doing jury selection, you have, at least in New Hampshire, you have three what they call peremptory challenges where you can just cut somebody for no reason. You don't have to state a reason. You don't have to make an objection. You can just cut somebody. And so you can submit questions to the judge, and the judge decides whether or not to ask these questions. You submit these questions in advance. But he was actually allowing a demo to make those decisions right before selection, whereas I had to do it a good week or two beforehand, decide what I wanted to ask.
All the evidence points to them hating you here in Cheshire County.
But the idea was that, you mean them meaning the government bureaucrats.
That's the ones, yeah.
But the idea that, you know, what he was suggesting to a demo was he could ask jurors if they have an opinion about. I guess the question would be, because you always have to ask the question in a form of if the juror answers in a yes, then that makes them questionable. So you would ask a question like, do you have an opinion, positive or negative, about the Free State
Can you
project?
Ask them, do you have a negative opinion about the Free State Project?
You could ask that question, but that would also possibly get the other persons thrown out as well. So remember, the state has peremptory challenges.
Okay.
So the state can also axe three
and
people. Right?
Also, in this circumstance, most of the people that have negative opinions about the Free State Project tend to be liberals. Mm-hmm. And a liberal is going to support more likely the right of the press to, you know, record police officials. So maybe you wouldn't want to do such a thing.
Maybe, but then on the other hand, remember, two of the bureaucrats that were recorded or allegedly recorded in this case were school board members.
Mm-hmm.
So two of them, well, not school board, but worked for the school. One a principal,
yeah.
One a principal, another a secretary in a high school in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Another one, the third person, was a police officer. So obviously the conservative type people, and there is a military guy on the panels, like a Vietnam veteran, is up there.
Hard to say, though. I mean, you know, the Vietnam veterans, the ones who got it the worst from the government.
This is true. But you can tell this guy.
I mean,
is
the only
like
way you'd be worse is if you're a black Vietnam War veteran, maybe American Indian Vietnam War veteran.
You can tell this guy is a vet because when asked if he had any problems, because they always call somebody's name, the person stands up, so and so, do you have any issues? Do you need to talk to me or whatever? And the person says nope, and they go on, or yes, and then they go talk to the judge and they tell them why they think they're not qualified for this jury. And this guy answered negative. You know, everybody else says, no, sir, no, sir, and this guy says negative. I mean, that's clearly a kind of a military response anyway. But there was one woman who was a teacher that got called up to the front.
She's
got to
go.
And she did end up going. She did end up going. But apparently the same teacher who, you know, technically...
I love you. Thank you for the fact that I can read, but get out.
Yeah. This lady who technically, you know, may be a liberal. I'm just going to go out on a limb and suggest that.
It's a limb.
That she may be a liberal. She also refused the jury nullification flyer out front. So right out the gate, this lady is bad news. I mean, she's refused the jury nullification flyer. And then you find out that she's a teacher on a trial where her fellow coworkers in the same school system, you know, they're basically witnesses in the trial. So
there isn't a conflict of interest there. Well, you said she's not on the jury, right?
I think a demo might have used one of his challenges to cut her, but it's hard to hear all of that from up front because they kind of conference around the judge and they whisper. So you can't really make out what's going on. So I had my hand cupped around my ear to try to make out what people were saying, and I did hear her say that she was a teacher. So we know that much about her. So jury selection went down. I would say that it'll be interesting, you know, how it turns out. As usual, there's a mix of people on the jury. A lot of women on this particular jury, and some people took the flyer, and probably at least a quarter of them did not take the flyer. So we were handing out jury nullification information out in front of the courthouse from 8 to 9 this morning. So the selection happened at 9, so we were there for the hour solid prior to that with Bria Damo-related signs. There are pictures and video, of course, will be coming out at some point, probably at freekeen.com. You can keep your eyes open there for that. Pete Eyre ended up having an encounter with court security. He carries a wallet chain, and sometimes court security has a problem with this. Sometimes they don't. And as Pete points out in the video, it just shows how arbitrary this whole process is. That, you know, sometimes the wallet chain's a dangerous weapon, and sometimes it's just a wallet chain, according to court security.
So far, he's never strangled anybody with a wallet chain, right?
No, and Clyde Voluntarius from North Carolina, who driven all the way up here, by the way, just for this this whole process, to stay in town for an extra week and come to the trial as well. But he had one of those press badge lanyards on, and so he was there while the security were harassing Pete. And he pulls out his lanyard and says, well, what about this? Can't you choke somebody with this, too? Well, apparently that was okay. So
I'm surprised that they would be okay with you bringing up, like, hey, I could choke you with this right now and not say anything.
Yeah. So just, you know, typical, arbitrary, ridiculous behavior on the part of the court bureaucracy. And our friend Adamo, he looks good, you know, looks like he's feeling all right as far as being in a really terrible place. And it's going to go to trial on Monday, so we will keep you in the loop with what's going on. As the news continues to break, as news continues to blow up across the country on various different platforms, you can get links to those over at freekeen.com. So I think we've covered everything, unless y'all have any questions for me about what went on today.
I think that's it.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, we were talking about newspapers and kind of how anachronistic they are, in that you know, anachronism is something that exists in a time period that probably shouldn't. You know, we're here in the 21st century, and when I was walking down the street, I saw, I forget where I was, it was Manchester, actually. I saw a barber kind of dressed as like the old school barber, like with the white smock or whatever it is.
Usually light blue.
Okay, well, this one, maybe it was really light blue, but it looked white. And he was kind of sitting out in front of his barber shop, his feet propped up, and his cup of coffee, and his slick back hair, and his newspaper. And I just thought, I am walking by an anachronism. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, a little bit more about newspapers from The Onion, which actually is a newspaper. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs, plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find there. They are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. And we've been hooting. We've been doing tweets and Facebooking.
I don't like this word.
You don't like hooting?
Well,
like
hooting? I'm not a tweeter, and so I don't know. When every time you say hooting, you kind of put an emphasis on, like, we're hooting over here, and it reminds me of hooting and hollering.
Well, it's kind of what we're doing online, I guess, trying to get people's attention by retweeting, as it's called, and hashtagging, and so...
I hate hashtags.
You know, it's a weird thing. I don't really quite understand it myself, but it is what it is. People like this stuff, so we're doing it, and you can get interactive with us over there at twitter.freetalklive.com and facebook.freetalklive.com.
I like the reactions we get.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, Free Talk Live AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. You can go there, get signed up for as little as $3 per month. And bear with me as I'm a little behind in processing AMPs. Normally I do it every Saturday. I kind of make sure that the system's working correctly, kind of check over the automation, make sure that, you know, nobody falls through the cracks. At least that's what I intend to do every Saturday, but I've been working up until yesterday at the county fair every single day. So, honestly, I tried doing some yesterday, and I got through, like, 5 emails in 3 hours. So I just had to just put it away for a little bit. And, of course, today I was in Manchester all day, so I promise you tomorrow, amplifiers, I will catch up. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can support Free Talk Live for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and invest it in the show. And one of the things that the AMP money has recently, we made a big shift recently. Well, actually, it was a tenth. You know, we basically shifted a tenth of our money from the AMPs from Google AdWords, mm-hmm. where you used to see every now and then if you would type in like talk radio or XM or FM talk, things like that, you'd get Free Talk Live showing up in the advertisements, the Google AdWords over on the right-hand side of Google results. We were doing that for, probably at least a couple of years now. We've been giving them hundreds of dollars a month just to send us...
sort of untrackable.
Right, send us what they claim were people that were interested in our show. But over time, you know, we looked at our stats and we weren't really growing.
Like,
so Google was claiming, you're getting all these clicks. Because if you give Google... basically, you set a budget with Google and they spend your budget. Like, You don't set a $300 a month budget with Google and they come back to you and say,
we only have 10 bucks this month.
Yep, only looks like you got 12 clicks. We'll just only take 10 bucks from you or 20 bucks. No, they're going to take every single dollar and they're going to say that you got all those clicks. And so you figure, if we're getting all these clicks every month, you know, couple hundred, whatever, then we should have some kind of increased downloads. But no, that's not the case at all. We're down.
on downloads, on total downloads per month.
It's just people aren't downloading back shows.
Right, our current shows, our fresh shows, are still getting about the same amount of downloads they got a couple of years ago. So that hasn't increased significantly. We've had more radio stations come on board. Our website hits are up, but the actual downloading of the show is about on par. So we figured, let's move the money around. Let's see what we can do with the same amount of money with a PR person. And it's been great.
Yep.
I mean,
I'd like to point out our radio listenership is up by 30%.
That's excellent. We're over 100 radio affiliates at this
time.
Out
there, when other shows, old line shows, CNN, Fox, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, these shows are taking it in the pants as far as listenership goes. Free Talk Live, rising.
Yep, that's right. So
we are the next generation of issues-oriented talk.
Yep, though we're getting older. 855-450-FREE.
That's one of the youngest talk show hosts in America.
That's the SACL.
Nationally syndicated.
SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can get on the air here, bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, since we're talking about media, talking about big media and old media, let's go to the old media, the print media that we were kind of poking fun at earlier. There's one particular print source that is willing to poke fun at itself. Of course, most newspapers take themselves pretty seriously. Obviously, they consider themselves serious journalistic publications, but The Onion is not one of those. The Onion is a satirical paper that perhaps you've come across over time. Odds are good you haven't come across the physical version of it unless you live in a major city like Philly or New York City or Washington, D.C. And actually, they are in, I think, markets as small as Austin, but there's about 15 cities around the country that actually has a physical copy of The Onion that is available at various different newsstands across the city. In most places, you'd have to subscribe to the physical mail to receive an actual copy of it. But most people go online to theonion.com. And here's one about papers. New York, headline, economically healthy Daily Planet, now most unrealistic part of Superman universe. This is from their comics issue. They did an issue recently, which was like all comic book themed. Frustrated fans of the Superman comic book said Monday the continued financial stability and cultural relevance of the series Daily Planet newspaper is now the most unrealistic part of its universe and an annoying distraction that has ruined their reading experience. While they acknowledge that enjoying the adventures of a superhero who can fly, lift a bus over his head, and shoot beams of intense heat from his eyes requires some suspension of belief.
I wish I could do that.
Longtime fans told
you beams from my eyes.
I've seen you do it actually.
Having any kind of superpower would pretty much guarantee you a pretty good life.
Yeah.
I mean,
flying would be another one that would be pretty handy.
You know, it's interesting. In the Marvel universe, they have these things called mutants, right? The suggestion is that the human race is evolving to the next level, and some of them have powers like magnetism and mind reading and adamantium claws. Actually, the adamantium claws are an update to a mutant power, but the mutant power of bones shooting out of his hands that are there and the ability to heal and whatever. There's these mutants. It's interesting that they don't have the mutant power, just the kind of the minor mutant powers. They never talk about these people with the minor mutant powers.
In D.C.?
Okay. The person who can cause static on any electronic device that they walk into the room. The person whose fingernails grow too quickly. I mean, whatever that mutant power might be, they don't mention the minor mutant powers. It's always the major ones that are, that they talk about.
Says here that longtime fans told reporters they simply could not accept a daily metropolitan newspaper still thriving in the media landscape of 2012. I can play along with Superman using a steel girder to swat someone into outer space, but I just can't get past the idea that the Daily Planet still occupies one of the largest skyscrapers in all of Metropolis and is totally impervious to newsroom layoffs or dwindling home subscriptions, said comics blogger Mark Daigle, adding that it was impossible for him to even look at Superman's alter ego Clark Kent without immediately thinking that he would have been replaced a long time ago by a freelancer who gets paid 9 cents a word and receives no health benefits. Every time the Daily Planet shows up, I just get taken out of the story completely. I usually flip ahead to Superman freezing a volcano with his breath or something. I'm not saying the Daily Planet has to be an entirely accurate depiction of a media anachronism that no longer has a single reliable revenue stream, Daigle added, but come on, don't insult us. Other fans said the Daily Planet, which for some strange reason has not been acquired by multimillionaire Lex Luthor with the promise to give readers shorter articles with more sizzle, is so deeply woven into the Superman universe that they had no choice but to avoid the comic altogether. They said even the most exciting stories are routinely marred by absurd depictions of a publication that somehow flourishes in print and whose millions of loyal readers seem oblivious to the idea of getting news online faster and for free. I can totally buy into an epic battle in which Superman claps his hands and creates a sonic boom that sends Darkseid flying through 50 buildings, lifelong reader Richard Taft says. But as soon as people start lining up at newsstands to read about it in the Daily Planet, I think, doesn't anyone have a computer at work? Are there no smartphones? Before I know it, I'm suddenly aware I'm reading a fictional comic book, and the spell's totally broken. At least the least they could do is have Daily Planet editor-in-chief Perry White be forced into retirement by an MBA 25 years his junior, Taft continued. It'd be a start. Lou Wadlow, owner of a Boston-area comic book store, said the outright ridiculousness of the Daily Planet not putting up a paywall in a futile attempt to remain profitable is causing the popular comic to lose readers, especially younger ones. The kids will flip through a copy of Superman, roll their eyes, and put it right back on the rack, said Wadlow. They're only 9, 10 years old, but they're already drawing the line at a flourishing daily newspaper that is considered an essential news source for absolutely everyone, seems to have no morale issues among its staff, and hasn't lost a dime of ad money to aggregator sites. I mean, even Superman could be killed by kryptonite, Wadlow added.
Well, this goes to show just how popular Superman is the most exciting thing to happen to him in a decade is death.
You know, Chris, our brother Luther, he was actually named after Superman, Christopher Reeve. My dad really liked Superman, yes. Which is why it's kind of funny that his nickname is Luther,
that
right?
That he chose for himself,
yes,
right?
He did choose that for himself, because Luther is Lex Luthor, the evil guy in
That's
Superman. Yes.
So the last line here is, I mean, even Superman could be killed by kryptonite, said Wadlow. The Daily Planet's indestructible. I just thought that was fun to read that, especially we were talking about reading newspapers and how many people in the younger generation actually do it. How many younger Gen Y, for instance, how many Gen X even actually have a newspaper subscription?
I am a Gen Xer, and I have a newspaper subscription.
You are on the older side, though, of Gen X, correct?
I'm right in the smack dab in the middle, as
really?
I understand it.
Okay.
The reason that I have a newspaper subscription isn't to read it. I actually read the local news online. We get it for the coupons. There's at least enough coupons. And it's a good enough ad venue still to be worth having it delivered.
All right, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we'll talk to you about the chalker lady, and we'll give you an update on her situation. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.